Capital 263.
What's up, what's up? How you doing? Welcome to 99 The Other Guys and Figuring Out Adulthood in 30 or so minutes, although it never is 30 or so minutes because adulthood is so much bigger than that. Thank you so much for downloading the show, listening to the show, streaming the show, wherever you are, whichever part of the world you are. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone who downloaded our Welcome Back episode for 2021. I'm super grateful for all the feedback. Fun fact, that podcast, that podcast almost did not come out because I wasn't so happy about the quality, but it seems like our listeners just want to hear what we have to say, regardless of the quality. And this is not to say that we're not going to improve on the quality, but I'm just super grateful that you were there to download it, all of you. Now, I want to give a few announcements. First of all, we've got a new Instagram account. It has not been populated with so much, but it's going to be populated with a lot soon. So can you please all go and follow Naya on Naya Pod on Instagram? And our Twitter account is back. So Noog Nation on Twitter. If you just look Naya on Naya, just search for Naya on Naya, you'll find it. And on Facebook, it's still Naya on Naya or Noog Nation. It's all there. So please follow all those social media handles. We really want to start creating community around these social media handles. And one of the things I've realized is that most of our listeners are not social media people like that. Or they're not the people who post. They may be on Instagram, but they don't post anything. They just like watching. So all they are stalkers. But I've also noticed that I have got a personal connection to most of the listeners. So you probably have my number on WhatsApp and stuff. But I really would appreciate if you started following us on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, so we can talk more. So you can actually get to find out who else is listening to Naya on Naya and the other guys besides yourself. And you could make new friends, get new connections, or just, just find out you're actually not alone in this and figuring out adulthood things. So please just do that. The second announcement I have is that this week's episode was actually recorded in August 2020, and only Archie and I were on the show. So you really get to get inside the brain of Archie and I, because some of the things we talk about are things that Archie and I would only talk about if it was just the two of us. And what I really am excited about the show about is that I don't remember half the things I said. And this is probably because I was in a different kind of state or mind state at that time. And I'm curious to find out if my mind state has changed. So I'm also super excited about listening to the show that Archie and I did. And I hope you also get to enjoy it too. So without further ado, please listen to Naya on Naya and the other guys and figuring out adulthood in 30 or so minutes. Shout out to you.
Capital 263.
Welcome to 99 the other guys. I'm figuring out adulthood in 30 or so minutes. This is going to be one of the shortest episodes you guys are going to hear because, all the other guys are busy on Sundays, and this is the time when I'm recording this episode. Hello, Archie. It's just you and I guess, for a very short time.
Yeah, bro. What a pipe.
I'm doing okay. I would have done this episode solo, but I'm not because I've got friends. I'm not a loser.
I know, right?
You know what I mean? So shout out to Archie for coming through last minute. This episode really is to say a big thank you, first of all, to everyone who's been listening to the show. I know it's been tough over the quarantine period. Sometimes you need something to listen to just to feel sane. So I absolutely understand why the show is important to you. It is important to me that you get to hear everything that we say. If you have been a recent listener, you probably just think that we just come onto the show and just talk. But if you've listened to who has been listening for some time, there's an actual show structure that's there. And Aura, one of the execs from Capital 263, just reminded me, and she said, coronavirus is here to stay. So you might as well just go back to the old format, which I really liked. The old format had three segments, one called About a Week Ago, second called #hashtags.coms, and you just change in between. And the last one, which is called The Feeling Station, where we talk about the things that pull at your heartstrings. And the thing is, I think I want to go back to that that segmentation because I loved it. So we're going to go back to that maybe next week. And we're going to be adding a couple of new things as well. Archie, how have you been, man?
Yeah.
You good?
Hey, I've been okay. It's been a long, painful week. I was off work for a week during and after my birthday. So I went back to work. This was just like a 3-week week, right?
But yeah. It felt long.
It felt like seven days.
I'm going to agree with you. Archie, because the people need to hear something, I'm going to ask you a couple of things that have been on my chest. You've been my friend for 15 years, right? More than 15 years this year. How long should I keep photos of an ex-girlfriend in my phone?
I would say don't keep them at all. But then again, it's hard for me because I'm not that sort of person where I stop talking to you today and then I go into my phone and I start deleting shit.
Okay.
To be honest, sometimes I actually...
Why?
Mostly because I don't really care about that stuff. Gallery, I'm going to be studies. Like, I don't go into my gallery. So I know in the past I have gotten in trouble for having pictures of like an ex in the gallery, or just having pictures. I don't remember if that was an actual podcast episode we once had. Must be like 2 years ago or so. And I got in trouble for having some pictures on my phone. And the thing was, I didn't even really, like I knew they were there because, you know, when they come into your WhatsApp, you see them coming, you look at it, you comment the guy's group. But I didn't know they were there, like, okay, where are those pictures? I need to go look at them. I didn't look at them beyond that. So, yeah, it got tricky.
I feel
the people who are like, why are you still having this picture on the phone? Because I think I once went angry when I saw. Yo, that was tough. Because do you know how it feels? Like, but why didn't you clean up everything? I don't bump into the other guys. Like, imagine going into a girl's house and you bump into the other guy's sneakers. And they're actually dope sneakers.
but that's different because house is probably like a space that she's in all the time.
But so is her phone.
In the same breath, Gina Wunda Bunzo, you asked me the question.
Yeah.
But I could also ask a question I have, like based on this, like, how long should you keep pictures of your ex on your social media?
You shouldn't even have pictures of her to begin with.
What? Like, you took pictures when you were dating.
I never put them out. Here's the thing, there's a very big difference.
I mean for people who put them out then. Like,
I would
and,
say.
And you can't, like, remember Joss Stone?
Yes.
We must have pictures of the Joss Stone night on Facebook.
I don't go on Facebook as much. I'm not there.
That's exactly how I feel with my phone gallery. I don't go there as much.
Yeah, but then for the next person who might still be a Facebooker person and they need to get a life. I'm joking. If you're on Facebook, it's dope. It's okay. You're not as special as us, but it's right. But for real though, I think that once you're now in the new relationship for at least a month, you should start purging this past stuff. But it's not about how long. I think you can keep them there. It's like whatever, right? Because to me, keeping the phone pictures is not a thing because you don't go back. But I think once you've got something new, you should remove. And if listen up. If you are going to remove, right? If you are going to remove, you should do it you shouldn't do it immediately after you break up. You should do it like maybe a month into kind of the breakup. Like, or maybe like when you know like nothing's really, we're not going to
get back together.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you think there's a get back together like period? Like don't do anything drastic in this period. Don't burn the hoodies, anything, because you might get back together. When do you know it's over? Like, now it's over. Like, there's no coming back.
I think it differs. Like, bro, you can go for a year. You can go for a year or 2 years and then chat one day and then like, okay, now that we're talking, no, this is pretty cool. Let's get back together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, nigga. But at the same time, no one should hold it against you. Like, if you break up for real and then like we get back together and I've deleted your stuff, you can't get mad at me. Like, what you mad for?
Like,
we were broken. Right. Yeah. Like what? So you were supposed to do whatever shit you do, and I was supposed to break up with you and then go on with my life hoping that you'd come back? That doesn't make sense.
Okay, so how do you feel about the gifts that the ex guy bought the girl that you'd be with? And it's a lit gift. Should she keep them? I know we've talked about this before, but would you be bugging?
I think she if she's keeping them, sorry, if she's getting rid of them, it must be for herself.
Okay.
Don't get rid of gifts that someone else got you for the other person. Oh. Like, what is my current gonna think about this gift that I got from Ning? Mm-hmm. And then you get rid of it. Nah. That I feel like that breeds a bit of resentment. Mm. Like,
you better drive it into Lake Chivero, bro.
You know,
take it back.
How do you
date a person who buys you a car and you break up with them? That's ruining the bag. Like, how do you date a person who buys you a car and then you break up with them? Unless they're a sugar dad.
Nah, they could be a person your age, but they're toxic.
Just because
they got money doesn't mean they're not toxic. Just because they've got money doesn't mean you don't leave when they're toxic.
You know what? For the first time in a while, I wanted to be a rich guy. You know what happened? I was watching this clip of Steve Harvey doing Family Feud in South Africa, right? And then the question that he had was, what's the number one gift you would want to get from your blesser? Steve Harvey did not know what a blesser was, right? And the first girl, like, yay, umzalwane, I was like, a house! You know what I mean? So, but you know, they do the house, and then the other chick said, the white lady said jewelry. Then she went, Steve Harvey went to the black family that was there, and they're like, what's a blesser? Like, it's a sugar daddy! And they're like, okay, fine, sugar daddy's great. And it's like, so you want a house? A house? So they kept saying, yes, because you're not dead! You're not dead! And, you know, here's the thing. I want that. I want a girl to be excited for me because I'm rich. Like, I want to be rich so that she can be like, oh my gosh, my boyfriend is loaded. Wouldn't you want that though? Like having so much money that your girl literally just, it makes her day happy. Just, you know, you might be toxic, but you know, the toxicity can be taken away by the cash. You know, I really wanted to be rich.
I want to have so much money with my girl. Like,
come on, don't make me look silly now. Like, you, this is what I hate about you being on the show. You make me look like a doofus. Do you know that? Like, I feel like I'm a more sentimental guy than you. But whenever you come to the show, you make me look unwise and stupid. Do you know that you do that every single time?
It's not even like that.
How can you come through and say, I want to make money with my girl after I've just told you I want to be a blesser, basically? Like, no, dude, you're making me look bad. You know I'm single on this cheese, bro. Like, people are listening to this.
I understand the singleness, and I think like when you're like single, having money just brings you better options.
Yeah.
It'll give you the girls who want to sugar daddy, and it'll bring the girls who got their own shit. It'll bring you the in betweeners, and you can pick nicely. You can cherry pick. But when your ass broke, like all you're getting is the girls who like your character, your immaculate character. Yeah. Whoa.
I'm not gonna date until these things happen. Like on my social developmental side, I'm not gonna date again until I live alone. Because living with your mom and dating, they don't work because you're always ever chilling in a car. And if you don't have a car, it's her car, right? And it's just weird. Like it's expensive actually to live with your mom and date a girl, because if that means that going out means you're buying food, movie, it's everything to pay for. You know what I mean? So I'm not gonna do that.
Especially since most Zim girls like don't move out of home.
No, they don't.
There's no Netflix and chill. It's just go give Sterkinoko money, go give this restaurant money. It's yeah, yeah. I understand you.
And it's also now choosing the type of restaurant that you want to like which one to go to. Aish, bruh. It's tough. Though I know you have to run, so I'm gonna ask you one more thing, right? Like, this was all my feelings. Well,
my ride out of here is not here yet, so we can have the next
thing. So I had this question. So I was thinking about long distance relationships, right? And Oh, gosh, my internet is unstable. I was thinking about long-distance relationships. And I was wondering, so usually in Zimbabwe, you've got a situation where the girl is outside the country doing school, or maybe the guy is outside this country doing school. And then they realize, nah, I can't come back to Zim because Zim is like, you know, you're firing your ministers like Fortune Chassis, who we actually liked and stuff, right? So when there's a long-distance relationship situation, now, if you're going to be a relationship consultant, is it worth it to move for love? Like, now you've got you actually, you work at an amazing place right here in Zim. You're on your bag, you're on your grind, and you're doing all these cool things, right? But your girlfriend is outside the country and her life is also good there. Who should move for who?
Right, so you're saying long distance relationship, should you move for love?
Is it ever worth it? Like, is it ever worth it to stop your career trajectory to move for love? Is love ever worth it as a reason to move to a person or for a person to change countries, to start afresh? You guys, you, Abo, I want to make money with my girl, trying to make me look bad here. Yeah? I want to be a blesser.
I actually think it is actually worth it to move. But obviously, there's a lot of things that you need to think of first. It's, what are you gonna go do there when you move? Like,
love her.
You know,
I'm gonna be loving her.
Huh?
I'm gonna be loving her.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna be loving her. Mm. Can she afford to just be loving you while you're trying to become a pro gamer? Because you know, you're in about trying to look for a job in the first world. And it's more of a, what are you gonna do? Are you willing to go start from scratch? Most of us have been working now for at least 5 years.
Mm.
And so you're no longer an entry level employee anymore. But when you decide to move yourself, there's a high likelihood that you're going there to go start from zero.
To be an intern. 10. Intern at 30.
Exactly.
I hear you. It's just that I feel like, so does this necessarily mean that long distance relationships are kind of doomed to a certain type of failure? Because you do have situations where that happens, where you are best in Zimbabwe or in like familiar territory. But if you're going to move out, that means you're going to have to start again. Like, whether you like it or not. But then at least you have got your lover. So I'm wondering, like, so who should move for who? Should the person who moves, should the movement be based on the current stability, or should it be based on future prospects of stability? Like, would a person who's just finished school in the UK, should they move for a person who's already working in Zim, even though that means that in Zim they might not get employed? Or should the person in Zim who has been working move to the UK where, you know, they can start doing pots and pans, but there is a likelihood... I don't know, because I know there's a whole different kind of thing going on now in terms of how you...
It depends, obviously, on what you want to do.
Mm.
But one thing I would advise is don't move while both of you are not sure what you want yet, especially from life. Like, you're going to move. You can't move the one who just graduated from the UK because you're like, sure, your life hasn't really started. So come to Zimbabwe, I've sort of, you know, stabilized, I'm not going to pay a mortgage soon from work and type of thing. You can't move a person based on that. So, and just like the timing of moving for love also is very important. Like, don't do it papa. Have a work there for a year or two. And then, you know, on our team, are you happy? Like, does it work? And you guys can start discussing. Sure. Look, Inina, I've started working again. Looks like my salary is like the equivalent of 5 times what you work for in Zim. So do you think it'll be worth coming here for? And if you come this side, you're going to start as an intern. How much does an intern make?
Mm.
Is it? And then you move. Rather than you move a person, they come back to Zim because familiar territory, you've been working for a while, and then they're unhappy.
Mm.
Like, you know, hell did I come back to Zim? Why did I come back to this rubbish? I personally wouldn't subject a person to that. I think people should be able to move for love, but it needs to be a very, 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 very careful decision.
Mm.
And you guys should be a lot further down in your relationship. kuti kuti vanhu vane gore vachimhanya mototanga kuti yanawo mugukolaa.
Okay, I hear you. You see, there you go, looking smarter than me again. You see, if you're that smart, how am I still single? I don't know. You know what I mean? So here's what happened a couple of weeks ago. We talked about it on a show that we recorded, but we didn't put out. Remember that girl that we made a song for when we were kids who used to live close by?
Yes, I remember her.
Now, so just so you guys know, Archie and I have been friends for a while. So there was this girl who used to be on this window, and whenever we'd pass by the house, we'd see her on the window looking sad. So we decided to write a song for her that we never got to present to her. But she still lives there, and I happened to bump into her yesterday, right? When I'm asking her, I could still see that was her. Now, here's the thing. I do think that she's now got a baby, has got a child, but she's one of those girls where you look at it and you're like, ah, you can still get it. I am black. You're still. So when I had this conversation with Nyasha and Mona Lisa, I think a couple of weeks back, I was like, yo, you know, we always talk about the thing like, ah, no, you know, M1s, it's tough. But come on, why do we not feel like the girls, mothers of ones, deserve love from single guys too? Have you seen it working? And for you, how best do you think it would work? I'm just saying, cause you know, I might slide there, bruh. She looks single. I'm just saying.
I actually have a couple of friends, who have married, like a single mom. Mm. My guy, that shit ain't easy.
But it's possible. Why do you think it makes it hard though? Cause Nyasha and them, when they had the talk with, they were like, it's very difficult because you might bump into the guy and you guys might actually become really good friends and now you're gonna be comparing notes. I'm like, that's immature. That's a very funny story. If you were to do that, that'd be fun.
That's a really weird conversation. For one, you could meet and become really good friends, but you could never become tight because this is a baby daddy. He may want to still hit, and so the probability is you get tight is low. And
but what if he's a good dude though? Like, what is it, like a good guy? Like, you know, I don't even know why you broke up with this guy. Actually, I think you guys should get back together. You know what? You are the toxic one. That's why he broke up with you. I can see why. I side with him now.
and that's the thing. Not everyone, but a lot of single mothers are actually the toxic ones.
Nah, that's a blanket statement. I don't think so.
That's why I said not everyone. Mm. I said a lot.
Okay, why?
Some of them may have. Like, you know, it was a bad dude. But the ones you always need to be wary about, for me, that I'd be wary about, is the single mother. Yeah, she was actually married. Like, for me, those ones are like,
Why can't the problem be with the guy, though? What if the guy was trash? What if he cheated? What if he was unlivable with?
Listen to the logic, Onay.
I'm listening.
Like, I wasn't just.
I'm trying to make you look bad, because I need to win this episode.
the problem is the toxicity and may not. It could have been at the time they got married, they were both young and blah blah blah. Mm. They were both wrong. That's why they broke up. They got married for the wrong reason. Mm-hmm. But the problem is some of the toxicity comes munhu pano vaita single man because now she's got her perspective on dudes and she's got a book full of shit that she's like. You know what? The next guy, I ain't tolerating this because the last time, this is what landed me in this stuff. So there's a likelihood that you're getting with someone where she's gonna be very stuck in her ways. You know how when we were younger, make sure you marry a young girl. And like the one reason why people need to get married when they're young, not just to marry a young girl. Is because people get stuck in their ways.
Is it because she hasn't yet belonged to the streets yet? Is that what you're saying? Huh? Mr. Archie, you do not want women to explore their sexuality? Is that it?
I'm joking. But I think it also gets hard being a single parent. Mm. And in that time, it's very hard. So when you're going to be with someone who is like a single mother, you need to be very strong, because you're going to have to put in a lot of work to get rid of her insecurities. Because she got to a point where she's like, okay, yeah, I think this guy is here to stay.
Mm. I'm going to have a single mom on the show one day, and she's going to tell me if what you're saying is true. Because I know we do have those who listen to the show. And if Archie's saying some stuff that is hitting your feelings, go at him. But no, I hear the sentiment that you're saying, I think is the same one that I heard in that show before, where they said, like, it's going to be very difficult for you to deal with, not deal, but you're going to have to do above and beyond, because she's obviously got a baby. You're going to have to factor that out in the life you're taking her and the baby. Number two, if it ended badly, you're going to have to deal with the insecurities or the trauma that comes with that relationship ending bad. So, and basically, I think they were trying to say that not too many guys have got the strength to do that, which I kind of felt was kind of disrespectful, but it's okay. I will listen when they say things. That's cool.
Even parenting decisions. Because you love the child, and this is low-key your child too. Because I guess some of the things that fall into the stepmom bracket and through the years also fall into you. Or do your contributions have weight in how the child is raised? What's the relationship like between the baby daddy and the child? Like, you'll be there trying to help make decisions for the child. Maybe baby daddy also is like part of making decisions. Like, it's difficult. And it's not difficult because of any one person. It's just a difficult situation. You know, the multiple choice economics.
I hear you. Okay.
Yeah. If you are ready, Mike, we'll support you. Because yeah, she was fine.
I've never really talked to this girl, but you know what? One day I would like us to go and sing that song for her. It's mad immature now, but like it's mad juvenile. Well, I listen to the song and I think about its lyrics, like, ha, Yeah, you guys had.
I would say more like cowardice.
You think we'd be scared to go and talk to her?
No. There's a lot of cowardice in that song.
I don't know. In my verse, it wasn't. Maybe in yours.
No, because at the end of the day, the thing is, why didn't you talk to me? You saw me at a window every single day. Did you ever try to wave?
Let's not act like talking to girls. Oh my gosh. Let's not act like talking to girls is the most easiest thing, especially if you learned it in all boys school. You guys should know the story. Just let me tell you what happened once. I'm going to say the story and it's going to go up. So Jerry, Archie and I, like, this whole show came from a concept we call Jerry et al. So you guys probably know this WhatsApp group that I always talk about where Jerry and I are in, which I've had a couple of people say they want to join in, by the way. You gotta have to pay. You need to make money for this podcast somehow. So what happened is Jerry, Archie and I used to learn at the same university, and we used to go to the library and chill there and people watch, basically. Jerry came up with a concept that says it takes you 3 days to become someone's boyfriend or to be within that zone of being a boyfriend. You need 3 days, a 3 day rule, right? Am I right, Archie?
Yes.
I'm going to put this on Jerry because he's the only one who's not there. So this one time, I get to see this girl. My gosh. She's really cool. We call her Q. I'm going to keep the name because, well, no one will know, right? Because Q was the truth. Yeah, that Q was the truth. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. So I happened to be the test case, right, for that. So I see Shorty first day. I go holler at her. I holler at her. I think I walk. I say hi. We exchange glances or whatever. Then I walk her. I think that's first day. Get to know her name. Day one. Okay. Day two, I walk her to her combis. I think I hold her bag or something. Ha, great. Day three, I get her number. So in essence, the 3 day rule worked. Hey, do I try to talk to the chick? She wasn't as responsive. I don't know why, but the 3 day rule worked. So
I think I do, but I don't know.
It worked. So let me tell you what then happened. So chick isn't talking to me anymore. I don't know, because I don't think I'm a particularly boring person to talk to. So I don't know. She's just not talking to me for some strange reason. She's not talking to me. This is one day now. I'm at the university basement, like, because we had a young basement. It was always hot as hell in there, but we were there. I happened to see it is exam time. I bump into her. And she's looking sad. So me being online, I come through like, yo, what's wrong? Why are you sad? She's like, no, don't worry, I'm fine. I'm like, why are you sad? No, I'm fine. Like every girl, she has to say I'm fine 10 times before you get to the thing. And then the funny part is, it's a problem when you don't ask if she's fine twice. Like you just told me, like you're not fine. Why do you want me to be persistent when it comes to this question?
You need to ask until the answer changes when it comes to I'm fine. Not when it comes to John 6, no.
No, that'll work. It's funny. Girls are confusing. So, I'm like, yo, shorty, what's up? This is like, oh, no, something's wrong. I'm like, what? Like, I need money. I'm like, okay, wrong dude to ask. But I'm going to keep it going. So, I need you to know, on all my savings, I had $5 left. Just $5. It was at home as for that. And wasn't even, I didn't even have it on me. So, she was like, I don't know what she needed money for, but she needed money. And then I asked my friend Denver, shout out to him. I was like, yo, Den, do you have $5? I'm going to give you back tomorrow. I sent it to give Shorty. And I gave Shorty the money. She's like, oh, thank you. But then I didn't want to be like a punk. So like, you know, I'm going to need that money back. Because I didn't want to be the guy who was like, Shorty, I gave you the number. We didn't talk. All of a sudden, you're coming to me. You need money. I give you money. And all of a sudden, you're not going to give me back. But I gave it without the thought that she would give me back. I just didn't want to make it look like I was like a punk. So like, you're going to give me back. She's like, I don't even think she said yes. But thing number one, she didn't even thank me. Like a young, you know those text messages, like, oh, thanks so much, you helped me out today. She didn't do that. She didn't even, I didn't get a text message when I got back. I had to ask her, like, yo, I hope whatever you want to get sorted out, you sorted it out. And she was like, yeah, still no thank you, right? Fair. She's not talking to me still. Then one day, time passes. She doesn't even give me back the money. Jerry hits me up. He's like, yo, come see your chick. She's outside. She wasn't my chick, obviously, because, you know, but come see the chick that you were talking to. And then I see her outside jumping into some South African plate BMW, because it was like the time when the South African guys come back to get the girls that you thought that were yours, but they really weren't. You know what I mean? You know how it is. You're just renting. You don't really own the girl. When the guy comes, he's taking her. She jumps into this car and she goes, and I realize that is where I lost. You know what I mean? Like, this wasn't good enough. So one day, I just happened to be texting. I just decided to text. I think I was walking home and I had a song in my head that I was writing for you or something like that. And I happened to text her. I text her. I'm like, yo, hi, what's up? She's like, hi. I'm like, oh, she actually responded. Great. She must need money again. But then fine. That's not what she wants. So I hit her up. I get back home. And it was now like evening. I'm like, where are you? Where are you at? She's like, I'm outside. I'm like, no. I was like, get outside. I want you to go outside. And she's like, what for? Let's just go outside. And she goes outside. And I want you to look up into the sky. And she looks up in the sky. And like, can you see the stars? And like, yeah. Like, they're beautiful, aren't they? Like, yeah. She was like, yeah, they're beautiful. I'm like, yeah. I mean, she was like, yeah, they're beautiful. Because she had like a bit of an accent. And then I was like, you see those stars? They're like you. They're beautiful. They're like, it's amazing. But no matter how much I try to reach out, I can't get them. I can never get you. Like, I can never just... Oh. Hold you. And I get it. Then she was like, oh. I'm like, yeah, well, goodbye. Goodbye. And that was it. So the moral of the story is, don't be onai. I think that was a Drake song for me. And 3-day rule might work, but you might never get the shorty. And Jerry's theory did not work.
3-day rule, but don't give her money.
Yes, don't give a shorty money. Yeah, yeah. Girls that don't thank you for it was just $5, but it was all the last money I had. Being a college is like a broke time in someone's life. But yeah, that was it. So I just thought I'd share that story. Yeah, now it's off my chest. I don't know. So yeah, I was gonna talk about fortune chasing and getting chucked out, but listen, I don't know. Like, any thoughts on that?
So why? Though?
Pardon?
Why did they chuck him out?
Okay, so background story. The former minister of electricity, so the guy who's the minister of energy and development, some stuff.
Yeah.
The guy who basically runs our ZESA. He was chucked out and
fuel.
And fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was chucked out. He was relieved of his duties by His Excellency. And the reasoning we got from the press release was that he was no longer performing or doing things according to the Excellency's expectations. And then they've got a new minister who's called Soda. I forgot his name. Soda Jemu, I think. That's the new minister's name. And everyone was kind of sad. So my question to you, Archie, is, yo, are we sad because this guy, like, what did he do so great that we are so sad about? Talking to you on social media? Is that the bar for ministers now? Like, yo, like, your ministers can be bad, but as long as they talk to us on social media, they're okay. I don't know, man.
I think because he was on social media, he was able to update. I think energy was one of the first ministries to start giving more information, like, on social media. Like, we didn't have to guess when the stock price went up. They would tweet it, they would put it on social media. We know, okay, like, yeah. The fuel price has gone up. I was sitting somewhere where they're like, okay, yeah, guy's gone for apparently sucking at his job. But, you know, well, the one thing he will leave and say I did well is getting rid of the Eskom debt.
I see what you mean. Like, okay, yeah, maybe.
And it's also very difficult for some of us to understand where exactly he has failed. We're not having power cuts as hard as this to be. Of course, yes, it's lockdown and what, but our power are not as bad as they have been in the past. And so we're like, what did he do wrong? At the same time,
it's very unclear. So apparently lots of corruption was happening at ZESA, which is our electricity supply authority. But a lot of corruption has been happening at ZESA for the past couple of years anyway, right? I don't know. I think it just kind of hit people different because people actually kind of liked him, right? I'm like, aye, cool. But, you know, the thing about this country, I think the one thing I know about this country is a lot of things don't make sense, bro. And I'm not even going to try and figure it all out. But my only thing is like, are we saying the reason we only liked him was because he was on social media? Is that what any minister has to do to get public favor? Is that really it? Like, guys, we need more. And for me, it just kind of speaks into how low the bar is for Zimbabwean ministers to be very good at their job. I don't know. Sometimes we don't understand. And I know being part of the youth, being an urbaner, it's easy to want to say, oh, the president was wrong. But, you know, we kind of thought the president was wrong for shutting down some of the things that Eco Cash used to do. I know someone may not be able to speak on this, but the currency has been able to be stable ever since. Still high, but it's still kind of been stable. So maybe there was some truth to what they were saying. You know what I mean? So it's not always clear cut that the president is wrong in chucking away the person that we like. But at the same time, I just haven't seen the reasons. I don't know what the expectations were. And it would have been really great if they also told us the expectations that he failed to meet. So, yeah, that's it.
At the end of the day, the president is his boss. So he knows what he expects from him. And if it's not happening, then it's not happening.
Yeah.
Ours is just guesswork.
Yeah, that is true. That's super true. Well, Archie, you know what? I said it's going to be a short episode and I'm going to let you go. I really don't have, like, I think next week we're going to have our back to old format. I saw this amazing photo shoot picture that Mona Lisa did. I think she was doing it for a brand. Go check out her social media. Show her some love. I think it's very difficult sometimes to take those types of photo shoots because of what society may say, but I feel like she's been able to own, she ate it up. I'm just gonna say that. So I'm really proud of her for that particular photo shoot, and it was really dope. So that's it, guys. See you next week, and guys, yeah, hit me up. Oh yeah, I posted a picture. Okay. I felt like a thought because I hardly posted on Instagram.
But the one that you posted in white shirt.
Yeah, I posted a picture on and I was getting like lots of likes. You know, when a guy gets more than like 80 likes, yeah, you're a thought. Like you're a whole guy. So I felt like, ooh, is this how a thought feels? Oh, it feels good. So yeah.
So don't judge the
thoughts. Pardon?
Don't judge the thoughts.
Don't judge the thoughts, yeah. And yeah. Namona selling competition to the girl who's also started posting pictures a lot now. I'll tell you who she is. like, oh, I see you posting pictures now. Or you post a picture and then you put a caption that has got nothing to do with the picture. Like, ah, but really, like, no. It's not any one of those raunchy ones. But it's no, like, but why? Like, you put a picture of yourself and then at the bottom you just say some, like, a Bible verse. Like, but this Bible verse in your face, no connection. You know, but who am I to judge people?
Maybe the face is just to make you look. And then once you've looked, she's there to convince you.
Well, it worked. Look. I ain't even looking for like that anyway. I'm happily single. Dog, I will check you out. Do you want to plug your social media for people who want to get in touch with you?
Archie Moyo on all social media. Nothing super special is happening there these days, but yeah.
Okay, online, social media. Guys, thank you very much for listening to the show. Yeah, we'll check you out. Thank you for saving me from doing the show solo. I didn't want to do the show solo, but yeah.
Thanks, bro. I had fun.
All right, cool, man. Take care. See you.
All right, cheers.
Wait, do you ever find it difficult to say goodbye on a Zoom call? Like that awkward moment, like, see you. Oh, bye.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. And everyone's kind of struggling to leave the meeting and stuff.
I find it hard with the ones where you're recording, because I feel like you still want to say more. So in the end, you just like press the hang up button, like, nah, man, yeah, I'm gone.
What about having the IT guy work on your computer remotely? It feels very invasive. Like, it just feels like
I don't like that at all.
And he's telling you like, yo, I'm in. They're like, oh, relax. And then they're just like poking and clicking and prodding and looking at all your files and like, okay, just relax. Slow down. Not in that. Not that folder. Don't.
I ever do that like with IT guys I trust. Like,
do you ever make your laptop presentable first before they come in and see like, okay, this is order? Do you make sure that you close the tabs like where you're like looking for new phone and you're like so you're looking for a new phone on the company's time or something?
Better than looking for a new job.
Actually, it's been great, man. I'll see you around. Guys, please go check out Musa's TikToks. They are super funny. Just go do that.
Musa made me end up downloading TikTok.
I'm not going to do that. I ain't trying to sell my data outside. Go check them out. Yeah. And what else? I'm trying to plug some stuff in. Yeah. Yo, brah. And now.
Capital 263.